Like many refugees who fled Vietnam after the 1975 communist takeover, Ver Nguyen eventually found his way to the Louisiana Gulf Coast, where the climate and fisheries resembled the country he left behind. For 30 years, the former political prisoner has lived in Buras, a Mississippi Delta fishing village south of New Orleans. Ver Nguyen harvests oysters for a living. But, in a centuries-old tradition, he doesn't sell his entire catch. Some he feeds to his family, some he gives to neighbors, some he barters for other seafood. Every spring, he brings a sack of oysters to a local church for its annual Easter dinner. The legal term for this traditional, non-monetary economy is subsistence use.
I'm an oysterman. Others are shrimpers, fishermen, or crabbers. When we consume, we share everything. They share their catch with me, and I gift them with mine in return. I don't know how different it is for city folks, where next-door neighbors don't even know each other. Oftentimes when I run into fellow countrymen that come to sell at the market, they ask if I'm Vietnamese. When I say yes, they offer me 3, 5, or 10 pounds of shrimp. The truth is, they are strangers to me. That emotional connection is central to our Vietnamese fishing community.
But what is subsistence worth? That's the question facing the Gulf Coast Claims Facility, or GCCF, the agency that compensates residents for their losses as a result of the BP oil spill. According to the Oil Pollution Act of 1990, companies are required to pay those who lose subsistence use as the result of a spill. But the term is never defined in the law, and as of early February, GCCF had paid only 15 subsistence claims out of more than 16,000 filed. One of the claimants is Ver Nguyen, who has not been able to oyster since the spill. Kenneth Feinberg, who administers GCCF, says he's trying to find a way to break that logjam.
The Vietnamese have a very valid subsistence issue. We're trying to deal with it now. We're looking for a methodology or a way to prove these claims. Former Congressman Gao is now working with us, with the Vietnamese community, to try and come up with a formula that will work. But one way or another, I think these subsistence claims have to be addressed, and they will be addressed.
Critics, though, say GCCF requires an unattainable standard of proof. For one, it asks for receipts for replacement seafood purchased at a grocery store. May Nguyen, no relation to Ver Nguyen, is a community organizer in New Orleans who works with the Mary Queen of Vietnam Community Development Corporation. That organization is using Ver Nguyen's claim as one of three subsistence use test cases.
Mr. Feinberg's proof of purchase methodology essentially requires people that have lost their job, lost all forms of income, and may have limited credit to go out and put out a cash overlay, essentially, in order to replace high-value seafood. I mean, these are luxury item seafood that they were able to bring home because of their work. First-grade fresh yellowfin tuna. To put out a cash overlay to go buy tuna on credit just to show proof of purchase in the off chance that maybe Mr. Feinberg might recognize that loss of subsistence use.
And that does not address the cultural loss, she says. Imagine, for example, this Gulf Coast wedding.
In the Vietnamese American community, it's customary to present a red envelope with money inside, you know, to the bride and groom. For the fisherman community, instead of presenting an envelope, for example, they would provide any number of their catch, right? They'll provide tuna or they'll provide oysters, about the equivalent of an envelope. And what does losing that mean? Now that I don't have oysters to give, I'd be expected to produce a red envelope. If I can't present that red envelope, I'm very likely going to reconsider going to the event, or I may have reservations about engaging with the community. And that's a loss of community activity.
Last month, Ver Nguyen testified before a Senate panel about the problems Gulf Coast residents face in getting subsistence claims paid. Before the oysterman spoke, Kenneth Feinberg pulled him aside.
He came up to Mr. Ver Nguyen and said, "I'll pay your claim." And it was very much like a game show. And Mr. Van Nguyen's response is that, okay, well then now pay all of my friends' claim, all of my community's claim, all of my neighbors, also fishermen who have identical claims to mine. And so that was the response. It was great. I mean, well, we had to take it to the Senate for you to approve of one claim, but what we're really seeking is a recognition of all the individuals in our community that have this claim as well.
What Verwin wants most of all is the chance to oyster again. After all, he has been on fishing boats since he was 3 months old.
I can identify 90% of the sea life underwater. I miss work, and I want to go to work, although I can't. So sometimes I drive out to the docks. I look around for half an hour, then I turn around and go back home.
In Buras, Louisiana, I'm Barry Yeoman.